It's going good, coming along. Still, I need a lot of work. I need a lot of improvement. We're not at a level where it's a level of play that's acceptable to us yet, but definitely moving in the right direction.
When you don't have, you're doing these off-season workouts forever now, when you have no pads on, how do you judge improvement? What can you get accomplished?
It's still all the, so from a technique and fundamental standpoint, you need to be perfect right up until contact. And then up until that point, be in a perfect position, because you can still see and teach all of that right up until the point that we hit each other. But being in the right position, having correct hand placement, alignments and assignments is obviously huge right now, because we want to be able to be so locked in with that stuff at this point. So when training camp does come, it's no longer thinking about where do we line up, what's our responsibility. All that stuff is rock solid so that we can focus on the physical aspect of it.
What's been the most difficult part for you in the transition?
My eyes, or the perspective that I'm trying to gain information from, playing stack linebacker, I'm 5 yards off the ball. I'm looking right at quarterback, running back, center guard. That was my field of vision. Now it's seeing things from the edge, reading the tight end as my key and gaining all of my information from that. That's been the most challenging thing for me.
And that makes you probably a step slow or a half step slow in recognizing stuff because you're just not used to it.
Right now, yes. Yeah, I'm not reading and reacting as fast as I need to be. That needs to continually get better and better.
Has the NFL figured out, Chairman, what can you do in the time off between next week and then camp to kind of help with that? Is there anything you can do with that?
Absolutely. During this, the 5 week period that we have off, I'll be able to watch cut ups of our techniques and what we need to do, and just instead of looking at it from a middle linebacker's perspective, I just need to watch it over and over and over again from an outside linebacker's perspective, just so I see the small nuances of how guys move and what things look like, because it just takes time. It just takes repetition to be so quick with it that you can see things and then react quickly.
Has the NFL figured out how to practice tackling? I see those big circular pads out there mm-hmm. now, and I mean, it hasn't been real good the last couple of years in the league consistently. Right. Have you guys figured out a way to do that?
I mean, we're trying more and more things. It's obviously very rarely do we want to tackle our own guys down to the ground just because of injury, but we need to be able to do everything that we can, like we talked about, up until the point of contact, and even with hitting dummies, hitting those rolling dummies that we have, things like that. All that is helping us. It's making us better and better at it compared to where we were 3 or 4 years ago. We're definitely heading back in the right direction.
So the fundamentals are all focused on right now. Mm-hmm. Is camp for contact, and how much of it do you need?
I think you need a decent amount. Yeah. We need to be able to be physically prepared to get ready for the season. And we need to be able to focus on the techniques and fundamentals and alignments like we talked about right now. But camp is all about taking all that, putting it together, and then most importantly, being physical. Being physical, using your hands to defeat blocks. Because, it's all good right now. We have our fit and then we run on the ball. Well, when it's a 310-pound guard pushing on you, we need to be able to see us use our hands, be physical, get on and off blocks. So that's we need that. We need that contact. We need that work in camp.
If you get your eyes right over these next however long, do you feel like this is a good fit for you? You can play at a high level from that spot?
Absolutely. Like I said, I have a lot of improvement that I need to make, and a lot of technique things that I need to work on just from a standpoint. I just don't have the time on task that I've had at other spot, at a different spot. So I need to get fast with that. But there's no reason why we can't have success with this change.
Will your offseason be more work than usual because of that, or do you normally put in all this film work anyway enough?
There will be much more. So there's the lifting and running and getting physically prepared, but this 5 week break will be much more technique oriented for this position specifically. I'll definitely have to do more and more in order to get to the level we want to be at.
How much last year you had to incorporate a lot of new faces, and you guys got better as the season went mm-hmm. on. How much has that helped you this year, having to do it again a little bit?
I think the fact that we have a core group of guys that have been here and communicate well with each other, and then bringing the new guys in, like you said, because we had that experience of being able to communicate, learn on the fly. The good thing is the guys that are with us, look at Barry Church. I mean, he's a veteran. He's a professional. You know, so he knows that as soon as he steps on the field, he's going to communicate clearly. He knows exactly what to do. You know, Calais obviously has been in it and right, you know, stepped right in day one and fit right in. Same thing with AJ. You know what I mean? When you bring in guys that are true professionals and they know how to handle a situation and they know how to communicate, talk with each other, learn, that makes a world of difference.
What is Calais specifically brought?
Very much a leadership role. I mean, he's served as a captain for Arizona for years. He's very vocal in that aspect of it. He's a great teammate. And then we're talking about getting him on the field. To have a guy like that set the edge of your defense who is physical and athletic, can run and move, he's a special player. So to have a guy like that set the edge for your defense that'll be very important for us.
Doug has a different approach, obviously, than Gus did in terms of preparation, you know, what he's telling you guys and stuff like that. Awful honest. Does this team kind of maybe need a little bit of that? Was there maybe a little bit of a denial, you know, about where things stood and where the team was?
I think the way Coach Marone is doing things is exactly what we need. We need to be told when we need improvement, when we need work, and it's not good enough. We need to be told that. You know, just because our standards need to be higher for ourselves and this organization. So, if we're not doing things in an acceptable manner, he's just going to flat out tell us. And as a team, that's what you want. You want a guy brutally honest, because then we can learn immediately, or we're gonna be working for somebody else. You know what I mean? So to have that aspect of it, to have that type of intensity, that's what's going to get us great results.